This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome back to the continuation of the story. Don't say a word. You take your ihram, you shave your head, and see what they will do. They will all follow you. And guess what happened? Exactly what she said. He went out, didn't say a word to the companions, took off his ihram, alayhi salatu wasalam, shaved his head, alayhi salatu wasalam, and all of them followed him. And the whole issue of the Sahaba, the companions, not obeying the Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, was completely resolved by the advice of a Muslim woman. She was one of the first women to migrate to Medina. And she was one of the first women to migrate to Abyssinia. So she migrated twice. One of the uniqueness about her, she was beautiful, but her beauty did not define her like the other wives of Rasul ﷺ. What defined her is her wisdom. And what defined her is her knowledge. She was, as I said, second to Sayyida Aisha. Back to building a nation. Beauty is beautiful, but necessarily will build a nation. Wisdom will build a nation if I use it and if I know I have it. Strength and courage needed, but I need to know I have it. Then I use it for my goal. Not only hadith she narrated, but her intelligence led to three verses of the Quran was revealed because of her question she asked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. A question that many raise these days about Islam. The Quran talks in the masculine phrases. Well, she came and asked him, and she said, Ya Rasulullah, the men took all the rewards. The men goes out for jihad, and we don't do that. She asked him and said, why men are mentioned in the Quran and we are not mentioned? That time. And Allah revealed the verse. And so this is in Surah Al-Ahzab. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. This is one of the unique verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned characters and said the man and the woman. Verily, the believing men and women. The Muslim men and women. The believing men and women. The truthful men and women. The patient men and women. Those who have khushu', awe, and submission to Allah in salah, men and women. Truthful men and women. Fasting men and women. Chaste men and women. Those who remember Allah plenty, men and women. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Allah have prepared for them. مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Forgiveness and great reward. Both the same. In another verse, in Surah An-Nahl, the bees, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى, whomsoever does a good deed, a man or a woman, فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. He or she will live beautiful, pure life. ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. And we will reward them way better than what they were doing. And this is unique, man and a woman, by her question. It's not about feminism. It's not about. She's just questioned why we are not mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to her, heard her, and sent verses in the Quran that's been read up till this day and age. What a woman she was. One of the hadith she narrated, عن أمي سلمة, أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان إذا صلى الصبح قال اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. She narrated this hadith. That's very good for us these days to practice. Because what do we want? We want knowledge. We want to know. We want to live a good life. We want a good income. And she said, that's one of the hadiths. She narrated more than 300 hadiths. This is one of them. She said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he prayed Fajr, the morning salah, the morning prayer, after it, he used to say, oh Allah, I ask you, ilman nafi'a, beneficial knowledge, wa rizqan tayyiba, and a pure sustenance, wa amalan mutaqabbala, and a deed that you will accept. Reached to us through the narration of Umm Salama. She died at the time later on, actually. She was the last wife of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to die at the time of Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira prayed janazah on her. And she was buried in Al-Baqi' in Medina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the wisdom that she had, the courage that she had, the truthfulness she had with herself and with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.